Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. You know what makes these stories like 10 times more awesome? Yes, sharing with a friend. Yeah, so right now I want you to think of two friends that you can share this story with and have your parents text them the link to this story and then you guys can listen to it together, which makes imagination and all these stories like way more awesome. So friends, are you ready to begin this unicorn adventure? Oh, I definitely am. Let's go! One rainy day, the Purple Ninjas were plotting a new evil plan up in the Purple Stinky Blimp.
Hey, boss. Check out this new contraption that we built over here. Hey, Steve, can you hand me that?
Yeah, here you go.
What is it, Purple Ninjas? It better be good. I was busy working on my stinky cologne.
Oh, don't worry. It's very good. You know how those unicorns can be pretty frustrating with how much happiness they bring to all the people?
Yes, it is infuriating, all those rainbows that they can paint in the sky and do all the things that they do. What? Do you have a plan to get rid of them?
Well, not exactly to get rid of unicorns, but more like to erase their colors. Because if you erase their colors, you erase their happiness. You follow my picture?
I like what you talk. So how are we going to erase the unicorn colors?
Well, with this ginormous color eraser. Check it out.
The Purple Ninjas held up what looked kind of like a large can of spray paint.
Except this can, instead of it spraying out, it sprays in. It sucks all the colors inside of the can.
Well, you better start testing it.
Good news. We actually tested it last night on a unicorn. Check down there at that mountaintop. That unicorn who's fast asleep doesn't realize what we've done.
Great job, Purple Ninjas. Now let's move on to the next unicorn.
Meanwhile, there is a little unicorn down below. Her name was Daisy. She was just waking up from her morning sleep.
Oh boy, today's gonna be a great... wait a second. Something doesn't feel right.
Daisy looked down at her hooves and... it just looked strange. She almost felt like she was clear. And then she swished her tail back and forth and caught a glimpse of it.
Oh no! My tail has lost all of its color! What in the fur is going on? Oh dear, oh no, what had happened? I was just sleeping so soundly. I had beautiful dreams and then all of a sudden the color has just been erased. What do I do?
This poor unicorn had just had all of its colors erased. It was, like, clear. And if you know anything about unicorns, they have a lot of colors. And they're really important in painting our rainbows and making cotton candy. And, yeah, they do. They have a lot of really important colorful jobs. But if a unicorn loses its color... it won't be able to do any of those special things.
I need to go see the queen or something. Maybe she'll know how to fix this.
Daisy the unicorn flapped her wings and flew off the mountain. She was headed towards the unicorn castle. Hopefully they would have some answers and maybe there was a medicine that she could take that would help her feel better and bring back all of her colors. But as she arrived at the castle and was greeted by the queen did not have good news. "And you woke up and all of your colors were missing?" said the queen. "Oh my, that is terrible, but unfortunately I don't know how to bring your colors back. You might want to ask the old bullfrog. He's helped me a few times with some of my colorful adventures and... maybe he'll have some answers for you."
"Oh, thank you, Queen. I'll go find the bullfrog."
Daisy the unicorn left the castle, but as she flew away...
"Oh no, am I starting to disappear? My hooves! I can't see my hooves!
Oh no! Daisy the Unicorn is starting to not only lose her colors, but actually disappear! Whatever the purple ninjas did to her, I think it's worse than we thought.
I've got to see the bullfrog as fast as possible! Mr. Bullfrog! Mr. Bullfrog!
She shouted as loud as she could.
Oh my, I've never heard somebody say my name that loudly, croaked the bullfrog. Why would you be yelling my name in the middle of the day? It better be an emergency.
Oh yeah, it's definitely an emergency. When I woke up earlier today, all my colors are gone!
Wait 1 second. Step closer, I'm having a hard time seeing you, croaked the bullfrog.
You can't see me? Oh no, it's worse than I thought. You see, I not only lost my colors, but I guess I'm turning invisible, and then I'll be gone forever. Oh,
there, little unicorn. I have an idea. You see, I have trained many unicorns in my day of how to get their colors. Do you remember the secret to unicorn colors?
No, I don't remember. School was a very long time ago, but I'm running out of time. Can you tell me really quickly?
Of course. You see, every single color in a unicorn's tail comes from a happy memory. And every single happy memory that you can hold on to in your tail, a new color will spring out from it.
Wait a second, you mean I need some happy memories? I don't have a very good memory. There was this one time I don't remember anything. I'm gonna disappear.
The bullfrog hopped closer to Daisy the Unicorn to give her a big hug. He thought that might make her feel a little bit better.
Thank you for hugging me. Thank you. That makes me feel better.
And all of a sudden, a bright streak of yellow flew out of her tail.
Holy, wow, that was fast. Wait a second. You gave me a happy memory just now. Okay, and then there was this one time that I loved jumping on the trampoline really high. It was really fun.
Another color. This time it was red.
And then I also did this one time thing where I rode down the hill with my friends and we had a really fun time.
One after another, every memory that she had that was a happy memory, it gave her a new color in her tail. And pretty soon, Daisy the Unicorn had even more colors in her tail than she started with yesterday.
Wow, thank you, Mr. Bullfrog. You're the best.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Just make sure that you protect your colors and you protect your happy memories.
Wow! I can't believe it that unicorns get all their colors from happy memories. That's pretty cool. And it all started when Mr. Bullfrog gave Daisy a hug to help her feel better. And sometimes that's all it takes. And so if you see a friend that might be a little sad and might need a new happy memory, you can be just like Mr. Bullfrog and give him a big hug. And maybe that will start a new flow of happy memories. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say to Nathaniel from Calgary, Duke from Hawaii, Theo from British Columbia, Kenzo from Mexico, Brody from Los Angeles, Aiden and Isto from Alaska, Quinn and Etta from Colorado, and Alexandra from Romania. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without You, my friends, well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!